Hello, and welcome to another episode of From the Heart, coming to you live from downtown beautiful Wyckoff, Minnesota in Studio A. I'm Brother Mark, and I'll be your host again today for this From the Heart message. What's on my heart today is a very important and very unobserved understanding of who we are. How are we living our life? Do we really take the time each day to know who it is that we are serving? Most everyone that has come to faith in Yahshua HaMashiach did not want to go to hell, did not desire to be left out of the great heavenly kingdom and all of the beauty and glory and majesty that is to come and that is already, escaping all that might take place, all the judgment and terror, all the sin and the evil. But I believe too often in the West, especially where we live here in America and basically all over the world, it doesn't really even matter. People have gotten away from the awesomeness and the greatness and the wonder and the understanding of who Yahweh Elohim is, who Yahshua his son is, and who the Ruach HaKodesh is. Our Father in heaven, our Abba. He is not a man like we would know men. He is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And the truth of the matter is, he's in control of all things. He is in charge of everything. Yahshua HaMashiach has been put in the place of rulership over the entire universe. There is so much we miss when we do not acknowledge the awesomeness of who our Savior is, our Messiah. Who is he? His name, Yahshua, means Yahweh is salvation. God is salvation. When you shorten it to just Yeshua, it still means salvation. But if Yahweh is salvation, then the God that we read of in the Old Testament is the same God that we see in the New. And I prefer, honestly, to call it the Old Covenant and the New Covenant readings. It's supposed to be a binding agreement between the parties who enter into the covenant, enter into the agreement. So when we say we're serving Yahshua, we're serving Jesus, do we understand the depth, the sheer enormity of the statement, the spiritual awareness that it isn't the things that we see around us, all the sights and sounds and everything that's around us, the things we can touch and feel and hear and interact with in our fleshly body. That isn't what this is all about. That isn't what your life is meant to be. It's not how we are supposed to look at things when we come to Yahshua in faith and believe. By faith we are made into new creatures in him. So our perception must be of a spiritual nature. When we read the scriptures, it must be with the intuition of Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Holy One, that we're hearing spiritual things in our heart, in our spirit man. And when people tell you that God is not around, or he's way off somewhere, or he doesn't even exist, it shows the sheer enormity of lack of spiritual understanding. And why in the last day he will come back as judge and king. We have been given an opportunity, all of us, and I speak for myself as well, too many casual moments. If you really think you know him, the first thing you realize is you really don't know him. You can't come to comprehend and understand the whole of who he is unless it is by spiritual means. Look up at the stars. Look at the NASA photos. Look at the galaxies. And tell me that you know who he is. Just their enormity is indescribable. And that's just to the naked eye. That's just to the flesh. Not even to his true state and realm, which is spirit. Yahshua said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. What brought me to this again is one of my favorite areas of scripture, and I just want to read a few things from this portion of scripture. It's in the Brit Hadashah, the New Covenant writings. It's from Colossians chapter 1. And just listen to who Yahshua is. I'll start at verse 15 of chapter 1. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. If you're having a hard time hearing the voice of Yahshua and the Spirit in your prayer time, if you're having a hard time in serving him, understanding him, just go here to these few verses and begin to understand and do what it says to look up, for your redemption draws near. This is the one who's coming. He is the mightiest of the mighty. He is the greatest Elohim of all Elohim. There is none beside him. And what I usually like to do at the point of reading these few verses is to go back to the Old Covenant writings and go to Exodus chapter 19. And you put the two together, and I'll leave that to you to do. That's for you to do. Go to Exodus 19 and begin to read. And you will see who this is. This is for all of us. This isn't just at a particular group of people or just at somebody else or just for you. This is come to me. It comes to me in my heart. And frequently we serve him out of a natural way rather than a spiritual one. He is coming for a church which is first and foremost spiritual. without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. What makes him happy? What makes him rejoice? What is he looking for in a people, in his people? It's time that we begin to stand up as mature spiritual believers and quit trying to reconcile the world to ourselves, because he's already reconciled it by the blood that he shed on the cross. It is our appointed view and our appointed way and our appointed time from him to share who he is. The very spiritual nature of who he is. Even though you can't see him, he's in charge of everything. And what right do you have to call into question the King of the universe? Be very careful. Don't like the way things are being run? Maybe you have the wrong view of everything. It's time for us to worship, to acknowledge the awesomeness and enormity of our God, of our Elohim. May you be blessed today. May you be encouraged to seek him more diligently in your heart. Read the scriptures. Understand by spiritual means who he is, and follow and walk your life as a spiritual being, not just as a carnal one. Or the carnal man does not get along with the kingdom of heaven. It's not going to get in. Find his great love, his great power, his great mercy, his great rulership and authority in your life today. Be blessed till the next time. This is Brother Mark from the heart.